Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo, yo, what's goody?
What's good? What's going on? This your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor J.
Y'all, we are back in the building once again with another hot topic. But before we start, if this is your first time joining us here on Shift Real Talk TV, tonight you are enjoying Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, okay? We air every Tuesday, 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we bring you hot topics about love, life, relationships, and the truth behind it all. And when I say truth, I mean the Word of God. Now, we want you to share. We want you to hit the subscribe button. We want you to hit the little notification bell so that you'll get every video, because every video, I guarantee, will bless your life. But today, we have a special guest with us, and we are going to have her come in to help us discuss this hot topic called He Got In Because He Listened. Now, that's hot. So we are bringing someone who can help us understand and break, dissect, just chop this topic up and bring it to you live. So we have Mia Williams with us today. Hey, Mia.
What's up, Mia?
Hey,
Oh, clap. We got to clap then.
Wait, I didn't do a good crowd impersonation.
The crowd clap. Okay. Nah.
All right. There you go. Yay! I knew it was coming.
Come on. That's
Mia,
it. Y'all listen.
The one and only. Yes. From the ATL via New Orleans. Which one is it? New Orleans or Louisiana?
Louisiana.
Just in Louisiana.
It's Louisiana.
From Louisiana, way of Atlanta, Georgia. The prophetess.
The
pastor. Mia.
Yeah, he do.
Williams.
That's right.
The second.
But yeah.
Or the third.
But,
which one is it?
But we write about it. We got Pop Jesse on the line. Hey, Dad, it's real good to see you. He is like so faithful every single Tuesday.
Yeah, my dad is on.
He's
what's
the
up,
first Pop viewer Duke? On tonight. Well, you know what? We're going to have to do something for our first viewers. Let's do that.
Yeah. Send them a gift card of $50 or
something like that. But y'all listen. Okay, Mia.
That's my prayer now.
We need to get into this. We need to hit this thing, hit the ground running. We have Malcolm on the line. Hey, Malcolm. So listen, what does it mean? Okay, he got in because he listened. If people get on this platform and where they click on and they want to know what they talk about, he got in because he listened. What are we talking about?
Well, listen, we're talking about the simple fact that what women really want is for a man to listen. So
that's
when
all
a man does it naturally, that's all we want. So when a man naturally does it, it kind of gives a little leeway.
It gets him in.
Yeah.
Listen, my wife want to jump right to it, but I slow cook stuff.
No, it's not that we don't.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
But first of all, both of y'all are women because we say he got in, but I want y'all to understand. He means, but because a lot of times she can get in too.
Okay.
So wait a minute. I'm going somewhere here.
Please.
So I want to ask y'all, I want to start off by asking y'all this question. When y'all went before, cause both of y'all are married, so we can't say what y'all looking for now, but when you were in your dating stages, right?
Right.
What are some of the things that you looked for in the man at that time?
We trying to tell you.
He listened. No, okay. So let me ask this question. So does that change with age? Because when you're younger, do you still look for that listen, or this is something that women do? Is it the age?
No. What you say, Mia?
It's not the age.
It's not the age.
It's not the age.
We trying to tell you, we the women. As women, we trying to tell you what the key is to get in. We not trying to tell you so people can manipulate.
Well, that goes back to, okay, because that goes back to then a lot of things that we kind of miss. And I believe that missing comes in our level of communication.
Okay, wait. Now, you asked us the question.
But yeah, hold on. Yeah, because I want to back up, Jesse. You said it can be the same. Men can say the same for women. But yeah. The question is, did she get in because she listened? Or did she get in because she showed interest?
That's a very good question.
That is a good question.
But see, that's why I asked for age. Because most men, a lot of times, I believe it becomes with a level of age now, because at a certain young age, it's the interest. But when you get older, it's more than the interest. It's
but because she listens.
That's what I'm saying. That's what she's asking. And she said for men, because right. She can get in. So I'm asking for it for women, men.
Because the title is He Got In. We got this because of a conversation.
I understand
having.
That. Right. I like to have the conversation. So
right. And we're going to have it. We're going to have the conversation, but we got to give it to them first and let them know what we having a conversation about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Mia and I just, we pounced on it because it's necessary for people to understand what we're trying to tell y'all is a lot of times how women open up to men, the gateway, the door to allowing a man in is he listened. And that doesn't mm-hmm. come with age. That's just a woman. Like when you a younger girl, but we'll be in the bed, we talk all night, and we be like, girl, yeah, girl, we talked all night long, girl. He listened to everything. We was just, and it was like, I didn't want to hang up and he didn't want to hang up. I mean, we talked forever, girl. That's how we are.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, Alma. I think Jesse has a slight point in the realization for a woman as far as understanding that he listened and that's how he got in. Because I'll say this, many times, you know, you as a younger woman, you'll find yourself asking, girl, why did I even like him from the beginning?
Right.
And what you thought was attractive, they don't even like, girl, he is not even attractive. What did I see in him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think the foundation of the how I got here does come with age, but it's still the same thing. It's because he listened. He showed that interest.
Yeah.
Because thank you, Mia. But because especially at a younger age, you don't even know what to talk about. Or you know what I'm saying? Because you're really in the point of really finding yourself. There's a point or time in your life where you're really trying to get there. So a lot of times, and I'm, you know, especially for me, it was the conversation when I got older, because right. Now I knew myself and I knew what I wanted and I knew what I desired. So it was more than the interest, because a lot of times when it's interest, then interest goes physical. Mm-hmm. But when it's conversation, the conversation gets more intimate. And you know, and I'm able to have these conversations with my wife because that's how we're intimate with one another, how much information that we can talk without it being dismissed.
Okay, so let's back up just a little bit. Okay, when we talk about he got in because he listened, what we're talking about too is the fact, okay, so let's the case in point. If a woman is dating, we're not talking about married yet, let's talk about the fact that she's dating, she's younger, and her boyfriend is acting stupid, right? So she may have some male friends, or she may have somebody that she can call and say, I just need a male's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times females, we looking for the male's perspective because we want to make sure it's not us that's crazy. Like, wait a minute, I just want to make sure it's not me. So we go for a male's perspective, especially if we have hey, guy Tisha. Friends. So what you do is you ask this male what it is that you are trying to get through to the man that you're with. And if he understands and gives good feedback, guess what's going to happen? We're going to like that feedback, and then we're going to go back and we're going to have that conversation. We're going to have different various conversations with this guy. And after a while, the guy that you with going to be wondering why you not tripping no more about a lot of stuff. Why? Because now you have a surrogate. Now you don't have to worry because we want to be heard. We need to be heard. Like I was telling Mia, LB from the episode we did You Can Love Again. He said he had to hear her sound. And all the women was like, hear me, you know, because that's our thing. We want to know that we're heard. So now I'm not tripping anymore because my boyfriend not hearing me, because I got this other guy that hears me. And now we talking a lot, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, guess what happens? It's like, dang, I don't know why I'm feeling this way about him. And yeah. All of a sudden, I'm in love with two different dudes, and now I'm tripping because I don't know what to do now.
What you're saying is so. You want to say something here?
Yeah, but what you about to say?
I said she going where I was trying to go. Because again, I really believe, because let's be honest, let's be real here.
Yeah.
The reason why you look for these things is because they're something that's missing from maybe in the situation that you were in. Because again, the only reason why you may now know that this is what you need and what you're looking for was because of what was lacking, what you wasn't getting. So again, it's like, certain situations or certain relationships may push you to want to being heard. Prime example, like if you're in a relationship and you're getting dismissed,
right? Okay,
you're not being heard. You're, you know what I'm saying? And being heard, I believe can catapult on different stages or two different things. Like being heard means like you're being ignored. Like what you're saying is like that ain't important, or I don't even want to hear.
Right.
You know, total right. Dismissing can really block off and send you to somebody that's gonna, you know, because a lot of times we really have good ideas in our mind. You know, certain things that we think about and we want to share these. When you're sharing things or ideas, you're sharing yourself. So if you feel like what you're sharing is being dismissed, of course, that may lead you to go now talk to somebody who's going to listen.
Right.
What you say?
Well, that's what conversation is, right? Like you said earlier, it's intimacy. It's getting into me.
Yeah.
You're learning about me. You're learning about my passions, my desires. Even if I'm not purposely talking about those things, you're hearing my voice in the things that is inside of me. Even those unspoken things. My husband just texted me, ex, how did he get in? And honestly, that's how he got in. He was not my type at all. And I wasn't looking to be in a relationship or even married again, because this is my second marriage. I wasn't even looking for a relationship. And we were friends first. And he heard even my unspoken words. And before I knew it, because I didn't even realize it at first, it wasn't until he had admitted to me that he had feelings for me, and he knew that I didn't feel the same. Mm-hmm. And when he distanced himself, that's when I started realizing, why am I feeling this way? And I was like, I was missing the conversations. I was missing the attentiveness he gave me. Like I said, the unspoken things. He was attentive to even my unspoken words. So he was listening to me in more than one way, even spiritually. So that's how he got in.
And that's how Jesse got in. Pastor Jay got in just like that. Because we both didn't see each other as our type. And because I'm the choir director and he's the musician, and we had to trade numbers, and we had to talk about music, after a while we start talking about other things. Like we start talking about personal things, just getting to know each other on a very, very mutual level. And all of a sudden, after a while, we would be talking like sometimes to 2 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes he would drop me off at home and we'll be in the car just talking, and we'll be talking like for hours before we even realized that we liked each other.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question. Okay, so what if, because me and my wife was talking about a certain type of conversation that she had with somebody that she was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And this still was a form of listening, but it was that argue, you know, that I'm going to get my point across, and I'm going to hear your point, and I'm going to get my point across, but it's that we're going to talk about this even whether it's heated or whether it ain't heated.
That's right.
That's what I was about to ask you. Is that a form of listening?
But I never told him that was how we listened. I told him that's how we Actually, that's how we got to know each other. And the way he's putting it was, he said something, and then it was whenever the conversation got heated, we didn't just say, well, you know what? We can't talk about this. That's the stance me and my husband take, because he doesn't like confrontation. And he knows that if he gets too rah-rah, then he's going to put his defenses up. And he know that if he put his defenses up, then I'm going to bring my junk all the way down, and then it's going to be a standoff. And we can't live like that and have a healthy marriage. So what I was telling him was, I was dating this one guy, and he was the type of guy where he say what he got to say, and then I say what I have to say. We just both was like the type of people where we going to say what we have to say. And then when it was over, it was like, okay, now I understand you better. So it wasn't like we weren't listening, because we were listening to each other. We got to a point where we were no longer arguing like that, because it was like we kind of knew where each other came from. But that's just how we did it, because he wasn't shy to confrontation, and neither was I. Like, we would say what we had to say, and it was like, okay. And at the end of it, it was like, it's what it was. So that's we definitely were listening to each other. It was just, we did not walk away and say, we'll come back to it. We just finished it out.
Okay. And then because another way to think about that is, sometimes we hear each other, but we don't fully listen.
Because I don't think I was listening. Yeah. I don't think I fully listened to anybody back then. I was.
Right. We hear each other. Because think about it. Whenever you want a conversation to end, not that you're not like giving them attention, but when you want it to end, you go, I hear you.
Right.
I hear you.
That was my thing. I'm hearing you. Yeah.
I hear you. Because you want it to end. But sometimes you have to say, okay, I know you heard what I said. I know that, because you just repeated to me what I said. But I need you to listen to me now. Yeah. I need you to listen to the things and the feelings behind what I'm saying. Because sometimes you only hear the words, but you don't understand what the meaning of the words.
That's true.
Because it's crazy how the English language, we can have one word that means multiple things, right? So, you know, we can say it, and then somebody get one understanding, another person get another understanding. I need you to hear the emotion behind what I'm saying.
The intent behind it, right.
You took it right out of my, because that was my next question.
That was good.
I promise you. And so it was like, you was answering you didn't totally answer it, but I was going there. Because my question to y'all was, because hearing y'all talk is honestly listening enough. Because I don't believe, I mean, yeah, because it's like, if only thing he had to do to get in was listen, is listening enough?
Well, if you think about it, a lot of times when a woman goes to some other guy, like let's say that we was talking about the other day, that's how some females end up with preachers, the pastor. She go in for counsel. Usually those are times when we're going through something. Like, those are times when we need to share our heart with someone, because we don't feel like that we are getting what we need or getting to the place that we want to get to in a relationship. But before we go on, Mia, I know you have something for that. But I just wanted to give a couple of shout outs. We have Nita Hall on the line. Ashley Jones, my girl Ashley, is on the line. Tisha, we say hey to Tisha. And we have Tanisha Wells on the line. If anybody else is on the line, make sure. Okay, so first of all, Nita Hall said Louisiana. When you asked for the, which one was it? Mm. She said Louisiana, where the real food is located. Hey, sister. That's right, Louisiana. So, Mia, go ahead and get your thought out, because I know you got one. I know you got a good one, too.
So to answer Jesse, you know, is listening enough? See, listening provokes action. When somebody like purposeful listen. So it is enough, because it will provoke an action. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you an example. My husband and I, we kept arguing about this same situation over and over and over. And his response was always the same. Right. And when I think about it now, I don't think either one of us were listening to the other, because I did realize that he kept giving me the same response, but it was provoking frustration in me. And then this weekend, I slowed down and I said, okay, let's stop. I said, you keep giving the same response and we keep ending up in the same place. I said, you're lumping everything together. And he said, yep, And then that's when I realized I had to listen, because I said, let's separate, because that's not what I'm saying. I said, so listen to what I'm saying exactly. And then I broke it down. So a lot of times we, like I said, we hear each other, but listening provokes action. Because when you intently listen and when you get an understanding, then you can't help but to, you know, fix the problem.
Yeah.
And I guess
so listening.
And I, because you said something that was so key.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times our attitude with the listening provokes a certain action. Let's use your example for, like, you can be listening to somebody to really just end the conversation, but you really didn't hear. You listened.
No, but you heard, but you didn't listen.
What's the difference? What's the difference between hearing and listening? Because they both did. They both entail.
You hear with your ears, but you listen with your heart. You listen. When you listen, you actually are taking in what that person is saying. When you hear, it can go in one ear and go out.
Because here's the thing. Because sometimes people listen. They listen to your point to be ready for a rebuttal.
They hear your point to be ready.
They ready so that they can. They can. So they can. Because I mean, you hear in their heart, you hear what they saying, but it's a ready for me to come back to argue.
I got what she's trying to say.
Okay,
go ahead.
I got an example for you. As a mother, it's the craziest thing ever. All mothers can attest to this. We know the sound of each one of our children. I don't care if it's a crowd of a million people.
Right.
If we hear their sound, we go, I hear my child. Where's my child? I hear my child. We heard them. But then we start listening to find them.
Come on now.
Heard them.
Come on.
So now we start listening, because now we're intently trying to find them. We have
do your listen face again. Do your listen face. She was like,
I don't know.
That's right. I like that. It's on another level. When you hear me, because I remember growing up, and my dad or my mom would be saying something and I wasn't really trying to hear them. I would say, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. And that was always my thing. Like, I'm hearing you. But then they would be like, no, I need you to listen. So somewhere along the line, we know that there is a difference, but we really hadn't taken the time to dissect the difference. And I like what you said. You said when you listen, it evokes an action. So if you truly do listen, then there should be an action that comes with what you heard in your listening.
See, as a musician, we listen and we hear, because the thing is, it's all the training of the ear.
Okay.
It's what,
everybody can't play by sound, but go ahead.
Yeah, but that's the point. But that is even in as a musician, as a singer, the 95% of your performance or how you respond is what you hear. Mm-hmm. So if you can't hear it, then of course you can't portray what you don't hear. People like promising, if you can't hear the note, if you can't hear it, that's how you're going to sing. You're going to sing that key and that person is going to stand out. But I believe the understanding comes with the attitude toward wanting the information that you need to be able to execute what you are hearing.
Okay, I get it.
You see what I'm saying? So if I'm not interested in what you're giving or the information that I need to adhere, because I hear what y'all saying, you know, listening, you hear it from a whole nother point, but I still believe that they kind of go hand in hand, coincide with one another, you know, saying tomato, tomato. Now, I was about to say that
you going into tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Yeah. But what we're trying to explain is, regardless of what men.
Hey, mind provoking.
When you listen to what our heart is saying.
You're late, mind provoking. I'm sorry. Go ahead. She made a comment. I just commented. Go ahead. I'm sorry. She's going to beat me up on it live. You can't greet her right now. I'm saying something. My boy's on the line, Phil Loman. What's up, boy? I'm sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead. Get it all out, please.
Actions. Hold on. Wait a minute. Before I hear what you're saying. Phil said, actions require one to care. So we listen, and yes, we say we hear, but that action really means I care enough enough to do. I like
okay,
that.
Okay, wait. Actions require one to care. Okay.
So we can listen, and yes, we say we hear, but that action really means I care enough to do.
So if you say you care enough to do, then that means you actually listen to what my heart was saying.
Yes.
And you in order for you to in order for you to really hear me, you got to care about what it is I'm saying. You're not listening to my heart.
I'm not listening
to the intent behind my words. You're just listening enough.
Exactly.
Because remember you said like a musician, you guys hear. When you hear the sound, what do you usually say to the choir? You say, okay, now listen for your part. You can hear everybody as a whole sing, yeah. But you always say, now listen for your part and sing the part you hear. So I guess it does definitely go hand in hand. However, when you listen, that means you've taken it a step further, which goes into what Phil said. If you take it a step further, that means that you care enough to have done something a little bit more than what you would normally do if you just heard me. And now action comes. And then we have Nita. Nita says, I'm a musician. If you hear a wrong pitch, you respond a wrong pitch. But it is imperative that I listen to make sure I comprehend what I heard. That is definitely me, a sister. Nita, you hit that. The girl, I'm going to give you a heart for that because that was really on point. Phil says, I have to care in... He basically says, I have to care in order to act, but that choir has to execute. Come on, Phil. Okay. See, and that's the whole thing. I know we're talking about women can get in. And we'll talk about if we want to do she got in because she was a bad chick. She had a nice body. That's what y'all do. But for women, if I'm going through something and a man... I have a guy there who I could get his ear. I had that. Like, I had a guy friend. I used to date him, therefore he was more than a friend at one point. And I would call him, and I would be like, okay, I just need a word. I need a male's perspective. I need to know, like, okay, this and this and this and this is what happened. Tell me, like, from a male's point of view, what am I missing? Because a lot of times it's just to say, okay, I really just want to understand why either he can't hear me or I'm missing something along the way. And people do that because they desire a healthy relationship. They desire to fix things. And that's what we do as women.
But that comes from, again, it comes from really being able to healthily, that's not a word, but I just made it up, to be able to healthily communicate. Because there are certain elements that would stop you, it would have you listen with like they said online, like Phil said, it would have you listen and not care. Because if you are somebody, now I've been through this one time where somebody would wanted me to hear everything they said, and all they did when they're talking was really show a characteristic that the only thing they cared about was how they were feeling, everything that they were going through, everything that they were feeling. So they were very one-sided in their care for me. So it was like, oh, okay, I hear you, but I'm really not hearing you because you're only showing, you're not even engaging me in the conversation to even say, well, okay, now this is how I felt. How do you feel?
Well, if I know you, babe, you probably stopped listening once you saw that person, the very first sign that you saw that person was coming at you in a combative way. So you wasn't listening. You just heard enough to shut off when you realize this person is not trying to, it's one sided. And you, I mean, that's how you do.
So is it
fair to say you really wasn't listening? You just heard her and then you just decided, okay, I'm not going to listen to this.
I don't know. I guess I'm still, what you were saying, Mia?
I don't really think that's a communication issue. Cause you said, that derives from a communication issue. I don't think that is a communication issue. I think each person, when they have that wall or whatever is causing them to think about self more than someone else, that's what's blocking that. That it has nothing to do with a communication issue, because we all are learning to communicate effectively in relationships, right? And I give an example. You take a baby. A baby is ever learning how to communicate. It doesn't stop them from communicating. But what happens is the selfishness that comes in of like what I want, what I desire. I don't care right now about what you want because I'm not happy. I want to be happy. That kind of stuff stops that progression, not so much the communication.
But so, if you put that into an adult person, then what you have just decided to do at that point is stop listening, because you're not, all you're doing is trying to get your point across. You're not listening to nobody else. You're combative. You just, yeah. So at some point, I'm not hearing.
Effective communication, especially that kind of communication, effective communication comes from when not only can I tell you how I feel, but I can listen to how you feel. So that, because if,
if that's
an issue with you only, because promise, okay, let me give you an example. And I hear what you're saying, but if I did something to you, right. And it really bothered you. Right. And I just, only thing I was doing was explaining to you what I did.
And I
never heard what you said. And I never acknowledged the fact that what I did hurt you. At that point, the communication was not effective, because the only thing I was trying to do in that communication was explain to you what I did. So you don't really shouldn't be feeling how you feel, because that's what it is. So I did not acknowledge your feelings. That is not a level of effective communication. And what it will do is it will really cause you to not trust you, you know, me understanding your feelings.
Right.
So it'll block off how you feel about showing me your feeling, because if you tell me that, I'm not going to be concerned about, you're going to really think that I'm not concerned about your feelings.
And that selfishness, that is selfishness. A problem with how we just communicated. Yeah. So the selfishness is a catalyst to sometimes why people can't hear. But let me do this real quick. I'm gonna read Mind Provoking. She says, actively listening equates to effective, all caps, communication. Summarizing to make sure you heard your mate before responding, decreasing your thoughts that come solely from your own understanding, yet places you on the outside of your own perspective. Listening to rebuttal, defend. I guess that's food for thought. So basically what she's giving, like, different points to how to effectively communicate, instead of just listening, just to hear enough so you can get your point out, to rebuttal or to defend.
Yes.
Yeah, so those are good. So I'm summarizing to make sure that you heard your mate before you respond. That's a good one. Summarizing, decreasing your thoughts that come solely from your own understanding. I like that. Or, those two, she said, places you on the outside of your own perspective. So when you're on the outside of your own perspective, then you're able to hear somebody else's perspective and listen
properly. Read what Tisha wrote.
Okay, so... Tisha says, sometimes people purposely misunderstand others. Sometimes when people purposely misunderstand others, it's because they don't want to be accountable for their part in why a person is feeling like they are. Right. So basically you're saying they do it on purpose. They purposely misunderstand because they're not trying to hear you. All they want to do is get their point across and let you know how they're feeling. And that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Like, you know, I don't even want, because, you know, it's not. And really, to be, that's what, and I say, I believe if listening doesn't come with the fact that you acknowledge how that person feels, then you're not listening.
And you know what? Nine times out of 10.
That's just me.
I can't guarantee this, but 9 times out of 10, I can almost guarantee that if you are the type of person that does that kind of communication where you only spout out what it is that you need and what you feel, and you really don't take the time to hear what the other person that you're in a relationship is trying to say, then you will find at some point that person will go out. Now, in this case, it's male or female, will go out and seek solace in the arms of someone else because that person heard what they had to say, because that person listened to them or gave them some kind of attention, or like you said, Mia, showed some kind of interest. Nine times out of ten, check it out. If somebody did that to you, you might be that person that don't listen and all you do is spout, and that person felt more comfortable talking to somebody else who would actually listen to them. And now you mad because you feel like that person went out in a relationship, and maybe they did go out, but they went out because you always in your own self and you're not outside of yourself, like Mind Provoking said, to get the perspective of somebody else. She broke that down.
Yes, you did. Look, go back to what I was saying about the effective communication. I agree with everything you said, trust me. But there are times that effective communication goes forth and there's still unresolved issues, because someone has to be mature enough to go and sit on that. Kind of like the example Alma gave earlier about saying, was it me?
Yeah.
That misunderstood?
Or I just want to know.
Is there, right, what's going on? Because sometimes if you sit with it, you realize it is you.
If you sit with it, though.
You sit with it. And that's why I said it's not always so much the communication. Sometimes it is the individual, whatever that blockage is.
And when you're not getting it, trust me, it's somebody out there, because we have to understand the devil always at work. And we can't always blame it on the devil or give him some kudos, but we have to stop acting like he's not there sometime too. And then he'll say, okay, look over there. And then all of a sudden you look over there and there's somebody looking at you like, you know, giving you that look. And next thing you know, you walk over there and y'all just having a conversation. And they say, you know, she in. She got in. Cause she listened.
He got in too.
But listen, yeah, he got in too. So Phil said communication. Thanks, explaining how I feel to you to get you to understand, that's number one. Listening is number two. Hearing you is number three. And or your heart won't matter if I don't care. Phil is like on that. Like, and I like how he on that. But anyway, he says, if I don't care, all things said will fall upon mute ears. And when you seek comfort from another, we're at our weakest. Yes, we are. That is true. When you seek counsel from somebody else, you at your weakest. You are the weakest link. And you don't think that person senses the fact that you're the weakest link. You're not going to receive really what you need from somebody on the outside of your relationship, because at that point, they know that they can slither in like this to get what they want and make it look like they're giving you what you want and mess your whole house up. Mess your whole relationship up.
How do you guys feel? Now, here's another thing that I believe that causes listening to be a problem.
What do you mean a problem?
Like listening. Let me explain.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about being lied to? Like, because I believe that if you talk to somebody and they can't be honest, and their level of honesty is at a low, I believe that cuts off pretty much all listening at that point. You don't even want to hear.
Because if they are lying, you don't even know if.
Yeah.
But see, but I'm thinking if.
So what do y'all think about that?
If you're a liar, and he says your lying is at your truth telling is at an all time low, that means you're a compulsive liar. If you are lying to me, then even when I want to hear you, I'm going to be in the back of my mind, or maybe in the forefront of my lobe, thinking, is he lying?
I say that because here's the thing. Most people don't like to deal with somebody's process of hearing the truth. Prime example.
Okay.
Though they say, because I hear most women say that, let me deal with the hurt of the truth, then the pain of the lie. So it's like, let me process me going through what the truth is. I heard, and I have to. So most people feel like there is not a difference between you dealing with the truth or you dealing with the lie, because you're going to get the same response. So this is the level of how some people think. It causes them to not really be able to be forthcoming in what they say, because they don't want to deal with the response of how you process the truth.
I think people not forthcoming because they just don't want to deal with what they did.
No, no, I'm not saying that that is not, but some people do not want to deal with the process of somebody's process of dealing with the truth.
So don't do something that will cause someone's process in dealing with the truth to be a negative action.
Okay. But it's reality because I dealt with something in my first marriage. Me and my first husband, we were friends first. That's how he got in. He listened.
He listened. Uh-huh. There it is.
Yeah.
Was a great listener, and he told me the truth, the hard truth. Like he said, "Don't ask. Wow. I don't really want to know." And if I ask, he told me the hard truth.
That's right, as well. He should.
But then when we got married, that's when the lies started beginning. And later on during the marriage, I asked him. I said, "Why did you start lying to me when before you can tell me anything?" And you know, we talked about everything and I made my own decisions. Why did you start lying to me? And in his mind, he said, because I didn't want to lose you. So he had made up his mind. He had made up his mind to start lying to me because he didn't want to stop doing what he wanted to do, but he didn't want to lose me.
That's the point. You start doing what you want to do without thinking about how the consequences can hurt the person that you're in a relationship with, you're going to lie. Because at that point, you're being utterly selfish. You going out and you're going after what pleases you. And that pleasure could ultimately hurt me. But at the same time, you don't want to be honest with me about what you're out there doing that's wrong. So you make me feel like I'm the one that's losing my mind. You make me feel like I'm the one that crazy. You ask a lot of women, what is the worst part of when you find out your mate or your boyfriend, your girlfriend cheated on you? They'll be like, the fact that he lied, he kept lying or she kept lying. And I can't say she, I'm speaking from females. And then after they find out, let's say that they finally find out the truth and he have to come clean. Guess what a lot of times women say? I knew I wasn't crazy. Because the whole point is not just, when you lie, it's not just me being angry behind you lying. When you lie, you make me have to question my own mentality. Because it's like, I know what I know. But because I'm trying to trust what you're saying, then maybe I didn't see what I thought, or maybe I didn't hear, or maybe, you know, I'm tripping. And we go into that. That's a long-term thing emotionally we have to deal with until we find out what the truth is. And then once we find out what the truth is, it's like,
I knew
I wasn't crazy. So to answer the question, I know you're going to go to a comment, but to answer the question, it's like the consequences are not the same. If you tell me the truth, I'm going to be angry about the fact that you did something that hurt me. Let me process that truth. But if you tell me a lie, that lie lingers. And that's more time I'm doubting me. That's more time I'm thinking and wondering. That's more time I'm getting curious. That's more time I'm idle on that same thought. And the idle mind is the devil's workshop. Now you got him involved. And now it's a whole big thing. It's a whole big saga when all you had to do was tell me the truth and we deal with what you did that you probably shouldn't have done in the first place. How selfish.
And let me say this right quick, Jesse, before you read that.
Okay.
It goes back to what you said earlier. You can't have effective communication with a liar because all they're doing is hiding behind a blanket of lies.
A blanket of lies. Mm-hmm. Come on. So I can't, if I want to listen to you, I can't.
Y'all are both right. This is, like I said, I just believe this is another reason or another way that somebody can get in.
Tisha says she despises
a liar. But I like what Mom for Woken put. She said liar, and she broke down what it means, the word.
It says living
in another realm.
Absolutely, I concur.
You have to be in another mindset due to not wanting to or knowing how to be accountable of your own actions. It's easier to hide behind a lie, project on others, and play victim than to step into your own truth.
Because you don't want to stop easier. Doing what you're doing.
This is what I'm saying. This is and I know what you're saying. I heard everything you said. But this is a reality. And this is and one thing I like to do is just be real. Most of the time, why people lie, we're not making an excuse for it. We're not saying it's wrong. I mean, we're not saying it's right. It's definitely wrong to lie. But at the end of the day, certain people rather put more energy into keeping you from dealing with a pain that they've caused. They rather keep you from dealing with that pain. And because of that's the reason why, then they'll rather. Yeah, I'm telling you.
You mean to tell me if somebody go out and cheat on me, then they don't tell me the truth because they trying to keep me from dealing with the pain of that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's the same thing. Because guess what? When you find out.
No, you trying to you keep yourself from having no. to deal with what I'm going through when I feel pain.
No, but no. Because when you find out, guess what? You're not going to be like, oh, I thanks for telling me.
Absolutely,
you're not gonna
not.
Do that.
So you're
gonna be like, what?
You may break.
There's gonna be a reaction behind that.
So why
that.
Not just think about it? Let's train people. Let's
I understand that, but you
think
gotta,
about it before
no,
you do.
No,
it.
No, we're not saying that. But we're
I know
being,
we're talking in reality.
Right?
Yeah. I know we're thinking. I'm talking reality, but yeah, we talk about living in another realm. Got it.
Yeah,
I'm
the Kimmy Jo, really? Hey Kimmy, being lied to causes you to lose trust in you having a person. That's true, Tisha. Kimmy said the pain is worse. Wait a minute, I lost the
She comment. Said the pain is worse after finding
out the truth.
Come on, sis. The pain is worse after. So you're not
sparing
me nothing.
Yeah, but the point is, no, we're not saying, see that what we're saying, we're not saying that there's not going to be pain. But the point that I'm saying is most people don't want to deal with what comes because when a person is hurt,
of course,
there's going to be a reaction.
And they don't want to deal.
That's what most people who don't tell the truth, that's what they don't want to encounter. The reaction from the pain of the truth.
That's why she went to go talk to another man to hear her because
you're
lying.
We understand
and she
that.
Know it. And deep down in her soul, she can't put her finger on it. But she know a lie is hiding somewhere. And then she having to go to get somebody else's opinion. Maybe it's just me. And then he say, "No, he cheating on you." And then now,
you crazy girl. Nah, that's you.
And then now
I told you,
you
stop thinking.
Now you affirmed because it's like when you in the eye of the storm.
Let's be honest.
You can't see all the stuff running around,
okay,
but you know it's there.
Mia,
somebody else can see it.
Mia, let's be honest. Let's be honest now, baby girl. Let's be honest. What is more easy to deal with? To me to keep you from thinking your thoughts or from you or reacting from the truth that I just told you.
You're right.
Had to
it's
tell
easier.
You.
But it's is
easy
it
to
the best
keep you,
way?
It's easy to change your level of thinking because all I got to do is tell you stop.
It's easier for you,
stop.
But it's not easier for the person you claim you love.
We're not saying
you,
that.
Because I know,
the point
answer,
is the
yes,
point
is
the whole point is that it's to gear toward the person that has to deal with the reaction.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But look at this. Let me show you this. Because that's where you're wrong. It's easier no matter what to deal with the truth. Because what happens is, to Alma's point,
hey, Janine,
when that person lies and that female starts feeling like, oh, he lying.
And
you
got to
deal with the constant accusations. You got to start dealing with the constant looking over your back, your phone.
Wondering
your
what's, question. Yep, yep.
You got to start dealing with all this mess when all you had to do was tell the truth and get it over with. It's like a whooping, right? When you were kids, you were like, mom, don't punish
That's
me.
That's right.
Just give me
yeah.
my whooping. The whooping
yep.
would be over after
immediate.
Done, but
yep.
go on for you don't know how long.
Right.
So that's what happens with the liar because they already live in this world, this fantasy world where they think they can lie. They don't realize everything that's about to follow behind that lie.
Jesse is trying to break down the mindset of a liar, not justify it. I hear you. And I agree.
Yeah, thank you.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm not justifying. Thank you, Ashley.
I agree.
Kimmy
he's not
said,
justifying it. But
there
I'm
will
just
be a reaction anyway.
It will
the whole,
be.
The whole point is, guess what? Now listen at this. Now, let's go back to being cheated on. Now, if the person cheated, guess what? Guess what's the extra action Because either way, you're going to get a reaction. Because if you find out, guess what? You're still going to have to deal with the reaction, and then you're going to have to deal with the possible loss of this person who you don't want to lose. Same thing for the, even if you lie, because guess what? You lied and you cheated and you lost the person. It's the same reaction. So what would be easier for somebody who...
It's not the same reaction.
It is the same reaction.
How do you figure?
Because guess what? Somebody, when you find out somebody's cheated on you, you're not gonna be so openly of loving on you. I understand why you cheated. There's not gonna be a conversation going on.
Okay, so break it down for me. When you say it's the same reaction, what are you talking about?
I'm saying when you have to tell the person
the truth.
There's pain in the process of that pain that the person you just had to tell the truth to has to go through.
Right.
You can't control how people deal with understanding and finding out the truth.
Right.
So because there's going to be a reaction.
There is.
Now, whatever action that is, we don't know, but there's going to be a reaction.
Right.
To me, and me having to be on the side of the fence because I was a liar.
And you did that to me.
Yeah, listen.
That's why I'm telling you, it's not the same reaction.
But what I'm telling you the mindset. There is a reaction.
I get that. Now, when you're talking about the mindset, I get it. And I agree with Ashley. You're not trying to justify what the whole situation. You're trying to help us. You're just trying to break down the mind of it.
Yeah.
I get that. So even with that being the understanding, now let's go to the other side of it. You said that we also know it's going to be a reaction regardless. Hold on, babe, because we know it's going to be a reaction regardless. But if you tell me up front, yes, I'm going to cry. I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be so hurt. I might say I can't do this. I got to leave or whatever. Yeah, that may be the reaction. But if you lie, then it's not the same reaction as that, because now my reaction is I'm paranoid. I'm questioning myself. I'm questioning you. I'm trying to figure out what is he doing behind my back, because I know something is wrong. The reaction is different.
No, what you just told me is what goes on in your mind. But if you've been lied to, you can't sit here and tell me you're not going to react along with that mindset. You're going to react.
I know. That's
so what I'm talking about is the reaction. The reaction, there is no matter what you do, truth or lie, there is going to be a reaction. Here's what my provoker said. She said, a client told me the reason he lies is because the way a person handles the truth is not conducive due to being interrogated and yelled at, and he does not like confrontation. Therefore, we need to transform the way we communicate when people are truthful, because it causes them to shut down and not want to be truthful to anyone again. Both sides need to be trained. I totally agree.
I totally agree with that. I get that.
Because again, there should be a level of communication that goes on when there's the truth being involved and not a reaction.
Okay.
Because what you do is you do. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I want you to finish.
Because you send that person into a level of fear about dealing with reaction.
Okay. I agree. Let's let the record show. Like Miss Huxtable say, let the record show. I agree. My only thing with that is she says here that he says that he don't tell the truth because of the way a person handles the truth is not conducive due to being interrogated, yelled at, and all that stuff. So what are you trying to say? If your girl sees, or your dude sees, figures out, or whatever, that you're cheating, they see something, they notice something, and let's say the truth finally comes out, you mean to tell me you expect that person to have a conversation, a sit down, calm conversation about a heartbreak? Nobody knows what heartbreak feels like in different people. It's a pain that you cannot heal. So are you trying to tell me that person should have a calm sit down conversation about the fact that they just found out that you, if I can say it like I want to say it,
come on,
that
chime in,
you have entered into another woman? You have allowed what we have that's sacred, that's us, to enter into another woman. You brought somebody else into the mix. You think I'm supposed to just be like, oh, okay, well, let's talk about this. What? Why did you do that? I mean, what? I'm not a therapist. I'm your girl.
Okay. Come on, Mia. Chime.
I agree with you in mind provoking saying. However, it depends on the circumstances.
Let's go to reality.
We're talking about specifically cheating. You have to realize there was already a lie that was already created. Because in order for your spouse to cheat, they had to lie to get in that predicament. Oh, I'm at work. You weren't. Oh, I'm going out with the fellas or whatever. You weren't in the place that you said that you were going in order to go cheat. So a lie was already established. So there's already hurt behind a lie. However, let me say this. If you come back and tell the truth about the lie that you created immediately, then in that case, there is a chance that what you're so afraid of losing, you may not lose, because at least you came back now. And this is not everybody, but at least you came back and you want to rectify, and you're showing me that my feelings mattered enough for you to come back and say, I messed up. But when you tell more lies on top of that lie, and I'm questioning you about the lie, and you're still telling more lies,
which makes me question myself.
Then now you really have to deal with the fact that it's more possible I am walking out the door, and I'm not just saying me, but I'm saying more of whoever, the man or the woman, because now I can't trust you on top of the fact that you already violated.
You violated, and right.
The relationship, you violated me, you violated the trust, and then on top of that, you kept lying to me.
Yeah.
So what you're so holding on to, you're actually pushing away.
But while you're holding on to me with your lies, you're still going out doing whatever you want to do. But can I read what Kimmy said real quick?
Okay.
Kimmy says, we have to start being upfront and completely transparent, especially in marriage, before even entertaining someone to possibly cheat. We have to be more upfront. And then Ashley says, how are you afraid of the reaction, but not afraid of losing the love of your life?
Can I talk?
Yeah, babe.
Okay, so I will answer that for both of them, Ashley and now let's be honest here. If it got to the point where, and let's go back, because the cheating is the best example to use. Mm-hmm. If it got to the point where it got to cheating, then there was, like we said, ineffective communication that was going on.
Yeah, that's true.
There could have been, I said something and you dismissed me. Or you dismiss me and you don't think about my feelings.
Yeah.
I could have said something to you and you totally made it about yourself. So what I'm saying is, when it even gets to that, that tells me that there is a communication breakdown. So now, if I'm put in the position where I have to communicate to tell you the truth, There is already an issue that we haven't dealt from the beginning that caused this even cheating to go up, to go about.
That's
so
true.
What you don't even want to deal with is now the reaction of me really having to tell you the truth, because now what it does is it's going to cause you to really have to look in what you were ignoring from the first place.
Okay, I caught you on that. Yeah, you're right. Because
so you don't want to deal with the reaction.
If I get to the point of cheating, that means that
prior to
communication was probably toxic and unhealthy somewhere. So I went out. So do you really think I'm gonna come back after I did something
exactly
healthy conversation?
Exactly, and this would have never happened had you listened. Because he got in. She got in.
Because.
So had you been listening, had you heard instead of hearing, this would have never happened. So for me to have this, because that means if I did this, that means now I have to have a conversation
with
somebody who don't even understand. So yes, I don't want to deal with your reaction.
Right.
I don't.
Okay, if you gonna break it down, you gonna break it all the way down like that. I get it.
So I don't even want to have to deal with your reaction,
right?
Because you're not gonna listen anyway.
That's reality. In a perfect world, we have to be transparent.
You gotta be transparent.
In a perfect world, we have to not lie and just tell the truth right off the rip. But at the end of the day, I get it.
But that has to be a maturity after you messed up. I get it. I follow you, right?
That's the perfect world. That's the perfect world. We talking about the liar, though. The person that's in a different realm. But what you talking is perfect.
I get it. But you can't say in the same breath, I want this relationship, and then say, but I'm not willing to talk to you because you're not going to listen. Because with that mindset, why do you want the relationship?
Girl.
Already.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At some point, you have to mature enough to say, I know I already feel like you're not going to listen to yourself. You don't say that to the person, because then you do cause walls when you're like, you're not going to listen anyway. So if you feel like that person is not going to listen, you still have to voice, because you say you want this relationship. So you still have to say, let's sit down and talk. Or if the communication between you two just cannot work, then get a mediator.
Get a text. Text it.
If text letter,
I cheated on you, and I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I'm going to give you some time to think about it.
Something.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, you go after. Even if you get rejected. Like, it's a job. I don't care if you apply for 50 jobs. If you really want to work, you're going to keep applying.
Yeah.
So you got to be that same way for your spouse, for your mate. And you can't keep making excuses. Oh, because she didn't listen, because he didn't listen. I allowed this person to get in. And I understand things happen because I've been there. Trust me. But I also had to learn, especially when God had me to apologize to my offender. I had to learn that you have accountability in that part too. Because you could have said no. At the end of the day, even though you were vulnerable, you could have said no and walked away and said, even though I am so unhappy, I'm going to stick through this because this is what I want. Now, if you don't want it, then break that off and then move on if you're not married, because it's not that easy when you're married.
Right.
If y'all just boyfriend, girlfriend. But if y'all married, then you have the responsibility to say no. And you can't take that accountability away from a person to say, yeah, I get it, because they didn't listen. No, you were wrong.
Mia, that's a great point, Mia.
That is a good point.
That's a good point.
That was an
but let me piggyback on you a little bit.
All right, Pastor Jay.
And I know we gotta go, because I gotta say this this was good. This was real good tonight. Yeah. This is real good. Yeah, yeah. But I gotta say this. Most of the time, you gotta realize when you experience those communication problems, like dismissal, it leads to a level of rejection. So sometimes what that does is it feeds into the issues that you probably come into the marriage with in the first place. So it feeds into your not knowing how to deal with rejection. It feeds into your being dismissed, because a lot of us probably have been dismissed when we were younger. So when we get older, it reminds us of these things, and we go into this level of now you're feeding into what I'm really trying to get delivered from. You know what I'm saying? So when we're trying to get delivered something, somebody keep pinching at these wounds that are really not closed, it causes this level of now you're pushing, not saying that it's right or wrong, but this is true reality that happens in relationships. So we come in and expecting the spouse that we get with to be the ones who fix the problems that we come in with, and as opposed to allowing God to deal with us and fix us before we even get into the marriages. So this way we are mature enough to even handle it before it even happens. But when it happens that way, it's because we got into the marriage expecting this relationship to help heal or to help bandage what we didn't let God to cure in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So
I got you. Okay.
So that's what happens.
But I love the fact that what Mia said, we're raising a generation of people now that are not accountable. We make excuses, right. And a lot of it is we put it under the auspices of mental illness, or we make excuses for them. At some point, we have to reintroduce accountability and the responsibility for your actions. We have to reintroduce there is an action, a cause and effect. Because you did this, this is how it affected your situation. And we have to help people to understand those are real realities. That's not something in a whole nother world. That's the reality, regardless of whether you want to face it or
that's
not.
That's right, Kimmy.
So let's go ahead.
My provoker said, hey, girl. Hey, Mia.
So what we're going to go ahead and close this. Jaquetta, she said Mia makes a good point. And Kim Scott, hey, Kim. And
Jaquetta on tonight.
Y'all listen. Yes.
Jaquetta.
Let me tell y'all something. This was an awesome segment. Y'all come back next Tuesday. where we are going to have another hot topic. We thank you so much, Mia, for being
thank
on.
Mia,
tonight,
listen,
girl. You
I just got to
bought some fire.
Listen, Mia, thank you so much. Mia is a wife. She's a mother, and she works, and she took the time out. Thank Mia. Thank you so much
for
so being a guest on our show. We had to bring you on, and we're going to do this again. You know, saying we're going to space it out, give you some time, but Mia, we love. I promise you, you are a part of us. You're part of us. You are family. Not only your family, we're connected by blood. So we thank God for you and thank God for your ministry. And we thank God for you. And we love you and thank you for being
on the show. Thank you so much. And listen, we want people to share. Listen, before you even get off of this live, we want you to share this with at least 10 people. Go ahead and start sharing it right now, because this is going to bless somebody's life, and it's going to be because of you and the fact that you shared this content, that the people that we're referring to are going to be healed, set free, and delivered, because that's what God wants for them. So listen, we're going to go ahead and pray.
Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, God, because we know, God, that if it wasn't for you, God, we would not even be here today, God. So we thank you right now that some mindset has changed, God, that we would listen to you, God. God, we would think like you, God. We would talk like you, God. We would respond like you, God. And we would show the characteristic that you placed in us, God, and that's love. Because we know that it's through love and kindness that you draw people, that we draw people. So, God, we ask you, God, to just bless us today, God. Bless everybody represented tonight, God. And as we leave this place, but never from your presence, God, you would just continue to have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amazing show tonight, y'all. Until next time.
Mia, thank you.
Peace. Yeah.
Peace. Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.